And that's, in Ajahn Jaffe in general, is shies away from commentarial perspectives, and particularly Visuddhimagga, because certainly the foundation of his own practice and his teacher's practice is breath meditation, and it is, it's quite true that there is a certain element of where a lot of the canonical description of the practice is kind of just left hanging, and there's a development of a kasina practice outside of the built on breath meditation, so it it's a bit of a squeeze, and there are teachers who completely rely on that. I think Pox idols are a good example of that, where very faithful to the canon and to the commentaries. Usually Sri Lankan tradition tends to be very strongly influenced by the Visuddhimagga. Acharya Buddhaghosa is considered an arahant and enlightened being. So it's Thai tradition doesn't really carry that same commentarial baggage. There's not the same. So there tends to be a lot more flexibility and leeway in exploring, particularly breath meditation, and it isn't locked into the commentarial tradition. Any questions, comments on that?
Just one comment along the lines of the, even right in the third step of the Anapanasati, experiencing the entire body, how the commentaries are very clear that that
means the body of the breath, yes. Yes, and that's really true in the commentaries, and it takes that body of the breath, and because the third experiencing the whole body, sabbagaya patisangveti, sabbagayas, and it's hard to of course the fourth step is kaya sankara, sambhayam pati sankara. So that's it's a calming the breath formation or conditioner. And there are places in the canon where the Buddha said the kaya, so the conditioner of the body is the breath. So it's quite explicit. Support for using the, let's say, the breath as the sole point of view of that as of calming the breath body. But the third one, sabbagaya, gaya is always the body, and sort of sabba is sort of a whole. And patisangveti Ajahn Jeff translates it as sensitive to. Bhikkhu Bodhi translates it as experiencing the whole body. I breathe in, experiencing the whole body. I breathe out, breathing in out long, experience the whole body. Breathing out long. So that there, so that, that using the whole body is quite practical, and I tend to agree with Ajahn Jaffe in that, and I certainly feel more comfortable with getting connected with the body rather than focusing it down to just a sensation of the breath. In particular, the use of the word patisamveti, which is veti is of course the root for vedana, feeling. I think that's why Ajahn Jeff translated it as sensitive to that feeling. And then pati, both pati and sang are amplifiers. So patisamveti, sort of experience and experiencing fully sensitive to the body, breathing. Fully sensitive to the body, I breathe out. So that's a using the whole body, I think, is appropriate basis, and where that very clear divergence of the commentarial literature, that third step going right to the sensation of the breath.